السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. Respected elders and brothers and our sisters listening over receivers, over the past few days, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a discussion has been taking place regarding the lethal disease, or what is also regarded as the mother of all diseases. And this is the disease of takabbur and pride. Why it is called the mother of all diseases is that many diseases are actually, the root of it is pride. For example, if you take anger, so anger also comes out from excessive pride. As far as jealousy also, ulama-i kiram have explained that even jealousy, the root is takabbur and pride. So therefore, this is regarded as the mother of all diseases. Hence, respected elders and brothers, if we can eradicate and eliminate this particular disease with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can be protected from so many other diseases. In fact, with regards to this takabbur and pride, this was the very mistake and error of Shaitan and Iblis. We know the incident. Shaitan was a jinn who was extremely pious. He had a lot of piety. It is mentioned that he was a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to some ulama-i kiram, that he worshipped Allah Ta'ala on this earth to such an extent that there is no part of this earth upon which Shaitan has not made some ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For thousands of years he was roaming and making ibadat. He reached such a rank that he was even allowed to roam with the malaika and the angels. He was an abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such ibadat he made. But unfortunately, what happened was it got to the head. And this sometimes happens to all of us. We do some good deed. The person made one khatam of the Quran Sharif. Now his ego starts becoming inflated. The person got tawfiq to participate in some work of deen. So now the ego becomes inflated. The person sat in the company of some sheikh. Now he starts looking down upon those people who are not sitting in the company of that sheikh. Sometimes the person is involved in the work of Dawat in Tabligh, and the local imam perhaps is not participating in the programs. I recall once we had gone in Jamaat in our student days to one particular locality, and the brother of the locality, who was regarded as the responsible brother, the zimedar brother. So while the discussion was taking place, so they had mentioned some pious individual in the locality. So he made this remark. He said, yeah, no, he's very pious, but he doesn't do this work. He doesn't do this work. But the tone in which it was said, as if this person was actually wasting his time. On one occasion, regarding this point, there was a similar statement that was mentioned in a certain locality where a very senior alim had participated and joined this work of Dawat in Tabligh. And so the local imam had not participated for those programs. But alhamdulillah, the alim was present and he reformed and rectified the belief of those people. He said that you are looking down upon this local imam. You have sacrificed 10 days, 3 days, 40 days. But this particular imam or this particular alim, he has sacrificed his entire life for the khidmat of deen. You are becoming proud. You took out 3 days or 10 days in the work of Dawat in Tabligh. This person, when he started his alim course, he made the intention that, Ya Allah, from now my entire life is for your deen. He's given his entire life. So you are actually looking down upon somebody who has given more sacrifice for deen. So this is a trick of Shaitan, that the moment the person does some good, then he allows it to get to the head. You see, you're very pious now. You see, everybody else, they're all wasting their time. They are... This is the dangerous disease of pride. Mu'inus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave the example. He said that this pride is like a bomb. You have a plane, the Hujjaj are coming back from Hajj. Now the plane is fully laden with all the zamzam, kajur, the gifts that they're going to give the family. Some people have bought jewelry. Lots of things have been purchased. So much that is in this plane. But now all you do is you just put one bomb in this plane. One bomb. And suddenly it explodes. Everything is destroyed. This takabbur and pride is exactly the same. And this is what happened to Iblis. That he was so proud, he became so proud and arrogant with regards to that. That now when Allah Ta'ala created this Adam alayhi salam, who hadn't made any ibadat, in comparison to the ibadat of shaitan, it was nothing. He was created from sand. And now Allah Ta'ala gives the instruction, usjudu li Adam. Now prostrate and lower yourself and humble yourself before this makhluk of mine. Make sajda. This was a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know in the shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are only allowed to make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, this was the command of Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala instructs, it has to be obeyed. فَسَجَدُوا All the angels immediately prostrated. They submitted to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا Iblis. Iblis refused. Aba. He refused. وَاسْتَكْبَرَ He became proud and arrogant. In other verses of the Quran Sharif, he made the statement, أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينَ Must I make sajda to the one who's been created from sand? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين You have created me from fire. He has been created from sand. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِن Other verses of the Quran Sharif. I am better than him. So what happened? He refused. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ He became rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this pride is extremely dangerous. And shaitan makes this effort to try and create pride. Whenever we do something, we achieve something, or a person... some kind of praises are showered upon an individual, then it creates some kind of pride. We had mentioned previously that the mashayikh and the ulama ikram made a tremendous effort to protect us from this disease. I recall on one occasion, especially towards the latter days of the life of Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala opened up the doors for him, and Maulana used to often say that don't look at me how I am now. Look at the kind of sacrifices that Hazrat had to make before he reached that position. Today you find people like us, young ulama, just qualify. And now we see the sheikh, that particular sheikh is going twice a year for Umrah. So now we also want to go twice a year for Umrah. We don't realize the kind of sacrifices that have been made for him to reach that kind of a maqam. Nevertheless, it was at the airport that Hazrat mentioned, a lot of the brothers used to start going with Hazrat. And so he said that now what happens is sometimes the person, when he goes for Umrah over and over again, then shaitan will start whispering that see how Allah has accepted you. Must be Allah has accepted you going for Umrah once again. You must be very maqbool in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat gave the antibiotic for this. He says that sometimes what happens, the student when he is in matric, so sometimes he writes the examination and he fails a few subjects. So what they do, they call him the following year that you come back and you write these few subjects. Subhanallah. So he says, all of you who are going again, you should tell yourself that probably my last Umrah, I didn't do it properly. So Allah Ta'ala is giving me another chance to come again and now make your Umrah properly now. Pass these subjects. Subhanallah. One of the brothers here reminded me, one particular incident which took place also to Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Amongst the students, they had brought water to Hazrat to blow in, and you know, people used to take the barkat and so on. So Hazrat took that bottle and he was reading some verses of the Quran Sharif, and then he blew. And then he said, now you see, now these people are asking for the water. So now I am telling myself that it's not my water that they're asking for. You see, this verses of the Quran Sharif that I'm reciting is this, the barakat of the Quran Sharif that they're after. So even look at the kind of manner in which they encapsulated and protected themselves from allowing any kind of takabbur and pride entering the heart. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, we should be extremely particular and cautious that we do not allow any kind of pride to enter the heart. This disease of pride is hated and despicable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in a number of verses of the Quran Sharif, one particular verse Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ Allah hates those individuals who are proud, boastful and arrogant. And on the contrary, the person develops humility, humbleness, He regards himself as insignificant. He becomes beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pride is the speciality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-kibru, al-kibriya'u ridai. In one hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that pride is my garment. If anybody was fit to be proud, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all power, all might, no weakness. If we ponder of our condition, then what is there to be proud of, respected elders and brothers? Look at our entire creation. Absolutely created from something which is regarded as filthy. Then the manner in which we've been created, how we've been nourished. Look at our bodies, the kind of filth that is within our own bodies. If a person has to cut the skin, what will come out? Filth will come out. If the person, when he goes to the toilet, what comes out? Filth comes out. So there's nothing but filth. What are we proud and arrogant about? Therefore, once again, as we had mentioned, attribute all achievements to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My current Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Zir Sahib Rahim Damat Barakatuhum, he says that as long as the nisbat and the connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that action will be accepted in the sight of Allah ta'ala. The person brings zamzam water, we all say subhanallah, this is zamzam water. Its nisbat is with Makkatul Mukarrama, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody desires it. A person looks at anything else, at the nisbat is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, as soon as the person drinks the zamzam water, and now it enters the body, now it exits the body, what has happened? That water is no more connected to Ka'batullah Sharif, it is now connected to us. So now the nisbat has come to us. Therefore, as soon as the nisbat goes to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that action becomes completely destroyed. Action becomes rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, there is any achievement in our lives, attribute those achievements to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was another incident that we wanted to mention, but inshallah, if Allah ta'ala gives tawfiq and life, we will continue inshallah tomorrow. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.